I'd been watering here. Thought, right, I'll go in for a feed. The water wasn't quite ready to change over. So I went home. On the way home, I thought I might go up to the new block to put the stormwater pipes in the tank. I pulled up at the gate outside the dog kennels, and I thought, nah, I'm going to get wet here, so I didn't bother. And I think that probably saved me life, because I came out of there, closed the gate again, went home. As I was going up the driveway, there was horizontal rain and hailstones, and I got up to the corner of the driveway, and then there was this big black mess coming straight at us. I should have backed out and driven away. I didn't think of it. I think it was happening so quickly. And then I got on the UHF, and I was shouting at Pauline and Nico down here to get out the house. I can't remember what I said, but Pauline said that I said, the shed's gone, the house is gone, and then I'm gone. And just bang, bang, bang like that. And then next thing, the shed just leaned over to the left, and it just took off right up in the air over the house and gone. And then straight away, it hit me. The windows, every window on the ute imploded. In over, I got glass all in my head. I got a lot of glass in my head still. And then I just laid down, put my head down on the passenger side under the glove box, put my feet in the driver's side door, held onto the gear stick, and we went for a wild ride, and it was just unbelievable. It wasn't scary, but I remember thinking, I'm going to die, and something is going to hit me hard and knock me out or something, but it didn't. And then next thing, I had a massive big thump, and I hit the power pole and then slid down the power pole.
So you were airborne in the ute?
I believe so. Well, I was definitely airborne, but I don't know how high. But I felt it felt like I was getting swung around in one of these wild rides at the fairgrounds. But of course, because I was down there with my eyes shut and hanging on, and it was forcing me, like it was pushing me into the back of my seat, it was pushing me into the dash, like around the gear stick and all that. It seemed like a minute, but it was probably only 10 seconds, I don't know.
Yeah.
It happened very fast, and it was very wild, and luckily I'm still here.